Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today we're talking about the doing more with less syndrome. You ever heard of that one? We're going to talk about it right now. Are you ready? Let's get started. Yep, I've heard it over and over. Well, we keep being asked to do more with less. I hear it from every organization I go. Well, we got to do more with less. I got fewer people and more work. I don't know how we're going to deal with this more doing more with less thing. I call it the doing more with less syndrome. Well, it's sort of reality, and it's, I think, a reality for a variety of reasons. So let's talk about what I think some of the big reasons why. I mean, there's no doubt that people are being asked to do more. And they're not necessarily don't necessarily have more resources to do it. Number one is we have flatter organizations. The way of the world is flatter organizations, fewer leaders, broader spans of control. And when that happens, we're asking everyone to do more with less. And if you have the same job, but before you had 5 direct reports, and now you have exactly the same job, but you have 15 direct reports, you're being asked to do more with less. And your team probably is as well. Flatter organizations is one of the things that leads to this, right? The other one is just changing expectations. Right? Changing expectations related to technology, making us more productive and leading us in that direction. So technology is changing that for us for sure. And the other one is there's just more pressure. There's just more pressure on profit. There's more pressure on results. There's just more pressure sort of all the way around. So all three of these things are real. And they're some of the reasons why we're feeling this, we need to do more with less stuff. Well, before I give you some ideas, I have to take a quick aside. So our team, or some of the members of my team, have been sort of playing around lately with animated GIFs. And maybe you don't know what they are, and maybe you would wonder why we would do that. That's sort of beyond the scope of this video. But because we've been sort of playing around with animated GIFs, I decided to search on animated GIFs for the idea of more with less. And this is what I found. Well, when I first looked at that, I told one of my team members, I can't use that image. And then I thought about it and I thought, well, why not? Because that may be exactly what you are feeling like or thinking about when you're dealing with this situation. So I don't want you to be driven to drink. I want to give you 3 tangible things that you can do to overcome this syndrome or to deal with it more effectively. First, get over it. It's the way it is. I gave you 3 reasons why. There's probably 15 more. It's what you're experiencing. It is what it is. You're not going to change it. I don't care if you're a first level supervisor, a middle manager, or even a senior leader. This is not something you're going to fix or change tomorrow. Accept it, acknowledge it, and move on. Second, there's a myth that most of us are operating under that is false. And that's the myth that if I work a little harder and do a little bit more, someday my inbox will be empty. Someday my to-do list will be done. Someday I will actually get it all done before it starts to fill back up again. That's not going to happen. You're not going to get an empty plate. So if we're trying, if we're rushing toward that, if we're aiming toward that, it's probably never going to happen. And if it does, it will be for only a minute. I mean, if you're a person that can get to a 0 inbox in your email, how long does it stay that way? Not very long. The myth of the empty plate or the completed to-do list is a myth. So we've got to change our perspective. Third, maybe more important, most important, or certainly the one that I want to spend a little time on today is, if we want to do more with less, we got to figure out how to use a not to-do list. Because the reason that you're in the frenzy, the reason that you're watching this video is, I don't know how to get it all done. You're not going to get it all done. I just said that. So you got to get the most important stuff done, which means that you got to pick the stuff you're not going to do. So what are you not going to do? What are you going to let go of? What are you going to find another way? Now, in some cases, that may be delegating it to one of your team members, but they've got the same scenario. So at some point, we got to say some things. This isn't going to happen anymore. We're not going to do this. Or we're going to figure out a way to do this much more quickly or use technology to do it or something. We got to have a not-to-do list. Not going to do it. I could try to break into my Dana Carvey, George Bush, but I won't. But we just can't. We've got to find the things we're not going to do. It's the only way we can lead successfully. As a leader, we must be in the position to help prioritize our work and the work of our team. Remember, the more we deal with this, that we know that our team is dealing with it, and if we try to just hand our stuff off, we're just making it worse for them, overfilling their plate. This isn't just a challenge for us, it's a challenge for our entire team. We got to do all three of these things. We got to help people accept and acknowledge that it is the reality. We've got to help people recognize that the world is not about getting it all done, because it's never going to be all done. And lastly, we got to help say, this is the stuff we're not going to do at all. Now, none of these things are going to make your life completely better. It's not going to get everything off the plate, but it's going to help you deal with it more effectively here, but it's also going to help you deal with it more effectively here in terms of the work that actually gets done. So before we finish today, let me give you today's tweet. One way to do more with less is to decide what not to do. Yeah, there's always going to be plenty to do, maybe more than you think you can ever get to. And yet, we must invest in the important things that need to be done in order to get more of it done. And one of the things that I would encourage you to do is to find ways to build your leadership skills. And if you would join us in the Remarkable Leadership Workshop, this is one of the things that we talk about. How do we deal with all of these time pressures? It's certainly not the main thing or the only thing, but I can also tell you that even throughout the workshop, even when we're not talking about this issue, everything we're doing has an impact on this issue. Because as we become more effective as a leader, it's a huge lever for us to be more effective at all that we do and all that our teams do. So if you choose to join me or send folks to join us for the Remarkable Leadership Workshop, you're going to experience a interactive, fun, engaging, practical experience with me and with a group of folks like-minded who want to be more effective. It's a powerful couple of days. And we extend that by offering group coaching for all of those folks with me moving forward. It's truly meant to be a learning experience, not just a training event. If that is of interest to you, whether it's about the more with less syndrome or in any other leadership development way, we hope that you'll take a look at the resources on this page and join me for an upcoming workshop. We can bring the workshop to you, or you can send people to our public sessions. Either way, I look forward to having you join us soon. Thanks so much for joining me. I look forward to seeing you on an upcoming Remarkable TV episode.